got smoke, so the PMB. Another rapper dead on TMZ. The fool did the killing, only got 4 years. Sent on a mission by his older peers. Sent to YA, now you think you're hard. Wait till your bitch ass hit the yard. When you turn 18, you gon' hit the pen. And that's when a nigga gon' test your chin. You a lucky motherfucker if you live that long. Try to lift weights, program, and get strong. Ain't no religion gon' right your wrong. Cause nigga, what you did was just straight up wrong. You might live to see tomorrow or die today. But who gon' give a fuck when you pass away? The nigga that you killed was loving the door. But to you, it's just a game and another point scored.
What would Tupac say?
What would Tupac say?
Live and die in LA.
Live and die in LA.
And you don't wanna play here.
You don't wanna play there.
Cause you might have to lay here.
You might have to lay there.
What would Tupac say?
What would Tupac say?
Live and die in LA.
Live and die in LA.
And you don't wanna play here.
You don't wanna play there.
Cause you might have to lay here.
You might have to lay there. Lay there.
West side, west side, west side, west side, west side.
Did on the west side, we gonna do it to the east side. We gonna prove once and for all.
So you wanna know the thoughts of a real OG. I keep it so real, you can't AI me. Ain't no copycats or duplicates to take my space. I'm a real motherfucker, take a look at my face. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The hate that these motherfuckers just gave me. A fuel my fire, where after I'm gone, 20 years later they be singing this song.
What would Tupac say?
What would Tupac say?
Live and die in LA.
Live and die in LA.
And you don't wanna play here.
You don't wanna play there.
Cause you might have to lay here.
You might have to lay here.
What would Tupac say?
What would Tupac say?
Live and die in LA.
Live and die in LA.
And you don't wanna play here.
You don't wanna play there.
Cause you might have to lay here.
Cause you might have to lay there. Lay there.
That's not fair to me. I think that there's, when there's hopelessness, people revolt. Because it's like there's nothing that's like, you know, it's like we're going, is America gonna help us ever? You know, cause I mean, we know for a long time they haven't. Are they ever? And it's like all these things are showing us, no. And there's the, you know, there's somebody going, no, they're not gonna help you. No, they're not gonna help you. Then of course, we seeing, no, they're not helping us. All BS aside, it all comes down to, we gotta survive. I mean, even warriors put their spears down on Sundays. We got to survive here in this country. Cause I'm not going back to Africa. We got to survive here. For us to survive here, white folks, black folks, Korean folks, Mexican folks, Puerto Ricans, we got to understand each other. We got to take a bigger chance. And when I say Americans, people think I'm talking about Uncle Sam. I mean, like, actually Uncle Sam with the gray hair and the flag. I mean, you. The guy, you know, you, the mechanic, wherever, you. I mean, you need to do something.